Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show.
Maybe you're thinking of tackling some home improvement this summer. These are the most popular jobs that people are doing. Painting inside and outside.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Depends on the temperature outside. Right? We'll just say that.
I know. I was like, springtime or fall might be better. Than
I feel like the paint outdoors is peeling right now.
A lot of people are creating a backyard oasis.
Oh, so nice.
We were out in our backyard just over the weekend, and my wife's like, what should we do to perk this up back here? Make it more enjoyable.
I always wanted a koi pond.
Oh, there you go.
I don't want the mosquitoes that come with a koi pond, but I want a koi pond.
Right.
Install a pool?
Yes.
That's not typically something you do on your own.
Well, no, but just having a pool this time of year would be nice. Maybe that's what I'm thinking
of. That's true. It would be nice. Power washing. I have a friend that bought a power washer. Loves it so much, she wants to do odd and end jobs. She'll power wash for people. And this is an executive. Isn't that funny?
Fun.
I think it's the idea
I can see how
seeing what you've done, you know.
Yes.
Some people really enjoy power washing. Like, they think it's kind of fun.
I know.
My husband likes it, yeah.
Yeah. Also, just starting a garden. Actually, growing food, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be good.
Fresh food is nice. I don't have a green thumb. Like, if I tried to have a garden, it would never see anything come out of it. I would mess it up. But I do love the idea. I remember my grandparents had a garden when I was growing up, and we had fresh vegetables on the table every night, and it was amazing. Mm. So good.
You know, we used to joke that we brought home plants to die. Not that bad anymore.
I was going to say, I don't joke about that. That's just reality.
So how about you? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. And we have some very exciting news. And this is all happening because of those of you that financially support Family Life Radio. God has opened the door for us to buy a FM radio station in Detroit, Michigan with a massive signal. And because of your support, we're able to do this totally debt-free.
And now we need to get the word out, and you can help us. Coming up this week, Thursday and Friday, we're hosting a two-day fundraiser where you can help tell the city of 5 million people that there's a new radio station declaring the good news in Detroit that can help change lives.
So we would love to get a head start on this. Your help is needed. Will you join Family Life Radio in this head start? Sharing hope to Detroit. Maybe you could do a gift of $250. Maybe you could do more. Like a leadership gift of $1,000 would be so helpful. You can call 888-888-9976 or you can click on the Hope for Detroit banner. You'll find that at myflr.org.
Yeah, make sure you click on that banner, because if you click on just the Donate Now page, it just goes to the general ministry. But if you want to be behind this, help get the word out, and also kind of need to pay the budget to keep it on the air for this next year. So if you could do that, that would be fantastic. Again, 888-888-9976 or that Hope for Detroit banner at myflr.org. And thank you.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
So there's a famous painting in the Louvre Art Gallery in France. The painting is called Checkmate. And in the painting, a devil is beating a man in a game of chess. The game is for his soul, and the devil says, checkmate, I've got your soul. Ooh. Well, one day there's a chess player that came through, took a tour of the Louvre, and he's with a group, and he stops at that painting and studies it, and he looks at it and looks at the group, and basically says, ready. I realized I need to go back and look at that painting again. He went back and saw what was going on. The chess player said this: I know chess. I've won awards. I've played all over the world. And either the painting needs to be changed or the name of it needs to be changed. This man still has one more move. The king still has one more move. And as it turns out, the man is not being beaten by the devil. He still has another move.
Oh, wow.
And guess what? God still has one more move in your life. No matter what you're going through or decisions you've made, the king still has one more move.
Ah, that gives me chills. I love
that. Wow. Yes.
But that's true all the time. You always have a move, don't you?
Yeah. Yes.
You can either play the right move or not. So which one will you play today?
Mm-hmm.
Deep thought. I love that. Mm-hmm. You want to chime in? 888-888-9976. You feel stuck? You're looking for a new way? Well, Kyle Edelman, he is the senior pastor of Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky, one of the largest churches in America. He's written several books. And the most recent one, When Your Way Isn't Working, Finding Purpose and Contentment Through Deep Connection with Jesus. And he says that we get hung up on life because we feel like we need to produce a lot of things. He says we're wrong. Listen to this.
We have this obsession with being productive. What I would argue in the book and what I think is really consistent in the gospel, especially John 15, is that it's more about connection than production as a way to determine if you're in this season of fruitfulness or if you're living an effective life, if you're being true to what God's called you to do. If I go home tonight, I could go on a walk with my wife, but also the grass needs to be mowed. And so I can choose between, do I mow the grass or do I go on a walk with my wife? I'd rather go on a walk with my wife, but I'm drawn to mowing the grass, not because I like it, but because when I get done with it, I feel like I've done something. I can check it off the list. I've produced something. And so for me, when my way isn't working, when I feel stuck, my tendency is to lean towards production when what I need to do is lean into connection.
Isn't that deceptive, guys?
Mm-hmm.
It makes a lot of sense in life, or even if we apply this at your job, well, you're supposed to produce things. You're supposed to get stuff done. But the most important thing, he says, is connection with God and connection with each other. But you think about all the things that need to get done.
Why is it that we view connecting as not productive?
That's a good point, Misty.
Because yes. I just actually read a book about interactions in the workplace, and connection with the people that you're working with is one of the most, it's one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle in terms of getting things done to begin with.
Yeah.
And here we're right. Just discarding it and going, well, that's not important.
Well, I think God's trying to tell us it's our relationship with Him and each other that's important.
Yeah.
Not so much, what did you get done for God today? I think it's more along the lines of, how did you connect with God today and others?
And His people.
That's right, Sally. Mm. So, what do you think about this? We'd love to get your take on it. 888-888-9976. It's time for... Family Life Radio, who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly. I'm from Lansing, Michigan. About a year ago, I was working in a residential home in the foster care system, and they were great kids, and it was a really heartbreaking situation. But there was an element of the job that I didn't feel like I could do in good conscience and be able to stand before God one day and say that I did. So I didn't know what I was going to do, but I decided that I needed to leave the job, and so I did. And I ended up going back to my old job, which was at McDonald's. And so my first day back, I had come back as a crew person, and the franchisees wanted to meet with me, and so they gave me a new position and promotion and health insurance. So it was just it was amazing to see how God, even though I didn't know what was coming next, I knew that I couldn't stay where I was, not knowing what was going to happen with my insurance or anything, but still trusting to just move and do what He asked me to do.
Sure.
And so it just reminds me of the passage when it talks about how when you're faithful in the little things, before you'll be standing before kings.
Amen.
An example of how even when I can't see the outcome, that God is working and providing good gifts, which is something that I struggle to accept sometimes. But just that He gave me a good gift and something that was able to exemplify my strengths and the talents that He's given me. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, it's you were faithful in making that decision and leaving that job, and He blessed you with the old one. That's awesome. I love that. That's good stuff.
Very much.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
So what awesome way is God moving in your life? Let's inspire one another with our good news stories. We'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976.
This is not good. It's called divorce sleeping. It's couples that sleep in separate beds because someone's a loud snorer
Oh.
Roger Barton.
not to name names.
Not to.
I'm in trouble now.
Point,
yeah. Thanks.
Well, I think everybody snores to a certain degree every once in a while.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, sorry.
But there is a whole list.
So we're asking if you do this, if you happen to be married, do you sleep in the same bed or how do you deal with this? Family Life Radio.
This is Gina.
Hey, Gina, thank you so much for calling in today. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to say that I sleep with earplugs and a big body pillow in between us because he has a huge industrial fan on him.
Oh, wow. So there is different weather over there.
Yes.
Yes. You know what? Thank you for that reminder. Let me add that to my checklist. The big industrial fan.
Oh. Is that a husband thing? Because Jason has to have a fan to sleep.
Really?
And I never, ever had that till we got married. But the funny thing is, I recently, when he was out of town, turned the fan off, and now I can't sleep without that noise.
Oh.
I know. My ears are so used to it.
So, Gina, do you think it's the noise or is it the airflow that he needs?
It's both.
Both. Okay. I do like white noise. So, that's the main
purpose.
And
I like silence.
Oh, no.
Yes. Earplugs have been my best friend. I'm totally with you on that.
By the way, I will say this. One of the benefits of the white noise, I had a neighbor come front yard and we were having a conversation. He's like, last night, did you hear the helicopters flying over? I said, no. He goes, oh, yeah. There was like some sort of high-speed chase that ended up, you know, like a mile down the street or something like that. Started out and went down the freeway and they...
Wow, you missed the whole thing?
And I was like, no, didn't know anything about it.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
Do you have any joy to report? Call us right now at 888-888-9976. So what's bringing you joy?
So a few years ago, my husband and I split up because there were some addictions in his life that really tore us apart. And after that, it got really, really bad. I continued to pray for him and just trust God that he would restore the relationship, he would restore his life. And since then, he's been sober for 5 months now.
Wow.
He's been at Phoenix Rescue Mission, and God has totally transformed his heart. He is doing amazing things in his life, and the relationship between us has never been better.
Amen.
And our daughter is starting to see the change in him, and we're so excited for the things that he's done.
That's awesome. So what's bringing you joy? Call right now, 888-888-9976.
Thanks so much for joining us for the podcast today. If you ever miss the show, this is the easiest way to hear what happened. And remember, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook too, FLR Mornings for both.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.